Fun Friday begins with Tim Lammers. It's 10:18, 46 outside, and what a better way to kick off the weekend, a rainy weekend on top of it, other than talking with Tim Lammers about some great movies that we might want to check out. And the ones he's talking about today are at our Marcus Parkwood Cinema, so pretty exciting to hear that. The movie reviews are brought to you by our friends over at Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Tim, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much, Kelly, and I guess, you know, perfect weekend. If it's going to be dreary outside, you can go into the theater to see both of these movies. So, opening in theaters only today is Voyagers, a futuristic thriller where a genetically engineered crew of 30 young people leave Earth for another destination 86 years away so they can colonize the planet to keep the human race alive. All goes well until a pair of the crew members discovers everybody on the mission is being drugged to blunt their impulses, so they stop taking the daily supplement. And while one of the young men manages to keep his impulses in check, the other one lets his impulses run wild, leading to the crew splitting off into the factions, which completely endangers the mission. There are some original aspects to Voyagers, but for the most part, it's a futuristic take on The Lord of the Flies. But thanks to the film stars, Ty Sheridan, Colin Farrell, and Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, Voyagers remains interesting enough to keep your attention. Voyagers is new in theaters. Also new in theaters and on premium video on demand is Every Breath You Take, where a psychiatrist played by Casey Affleck has his life turned upside down when a patient takes her own life. Casey's family is trying to process a tragedy of their own, which leaves them vulnerable when his patient's surviving brother infiltrates their lives with a sinister plan to make the doctor's life hell. Also starring Michelle Monaghan and Sam Claflin, Every Breath You Take is new in theaters and on video on demand.
I think these both sound really good. I mean, especially the concepts are interesting for sure.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, look, you never like to see those movies where they're telling you that Earth is going to hell in a handbasket.
No.
especially when the year is 2063, which, geez, Kelly, what's that, 42 years away?
Yeah, not too far away, really. We're living longer
you and I might be in the great beyond by that time, but, you know, obviously our children and someday their children's children. And, you know, this is what's interesting about this movie, though. You know, instead of sticking these 30 young people in a deep cryo sleep, you know, how many films do we have to see the cryo sleep thing? The whole idea with this one is, okay, you are going to start this mission, actually, as children. Colin Farrell plays their guide, okay?
Okay.
They grow up, so, you know, the movie starts where they're little kids, and then 10 years later, you know, they grew up on this ship. It's all they know. And the idea is not for them to land on this destination 86 years later, not their children necessarily, but their grandchildren are going to be the ones, you know, to colonize the brave new world. You know, that's exactly like Earth, you know, all these, you know, decades away. So, you know, that's interesting. But yeah, what happens is Ty Sheridan and Fionn Whitehead, who is in a great film called Dunkirk a few years back, they are a couple of young men that discover that, hey, you know, we're drinking this strange blue liquid every day. Everybody is, it's protocol to do this, and we have dietary restrictions, et cetera. So they look into it, and they find out that they're being drugged in order to blunt their impulses, which is probably a good idea, because when you're on this spaceship, you know, the room is limited.
Yeah.
There's 30 of you. But there are no other people to commiserate with. There's no sunshine. It's just a very controlled environment that, over the course of many years, could probably drive you crazy.
You would think so.
They don't want people to go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not talking about in the psychological sense, although that is the case with one character, just to go crazy like, hey, let's party.
Yeah.
Which is the idea of one guy, but it kind of gets really out of hand to the point where we don't care about this mission. The other guy, Ty Sheridan, you know, he does care because they're responsible for the future of the human race. So this is, again, they're probably like older teen characters. They split into factions, and things get really ugly, and that's where this whole Lord of the Flies comparison comes into play. Now, I don't know about you, Kelly, but I had seen the Lord of the Flies when I was a little kid, you know, black and white version, mm-hmm. on one of the three or four channels I had growing up, and it was frightening. I mean, especially for a young person, it was very frightening. So to this day, that movie haunts me. So the idea that this is a futuristic take on freaked me out.
You know, I never did. I don't think I saw the movie, but we had to read the book in school, and the book freaked me out.
Yes.
I was like, this is disturbing.
Yeah, and I read that as well. You're mm-hmm. right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's one of the very few books I remember reading. So it was a good read. I almost think I should read that again because that was a good book.
Yeah, and the film was actually remade, although, you know, obviously there have been different takes over the years. This one's a little more obvious, I think. I mean, it's not an adaptation. It's not a modern adaptation or a futuristic adaptation. It's just that there are a lot of similarities mm-hmm. with the story.
Now, Lily Rose Depp, Johnny Depp's daughter's in this.
Yeah, that's what's really interesting. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, oftentimes we do see children of famous actors giving it a go. Some are more talented than others. You know, you got Lloyd Bridges and Jeff Bridges, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. This one, I think there's a lot of promise there. I mean, you know, first of all, you cannot judge Lily Rose Depp against her father at this point. You just can't. I mean, if you look back at what Johnny Depp did earlier in his career, I mean, one of his first films was actually the first Friday the 13th movie, you know, the Wes Craven with Freddy. You know, that was one of his first movies. You know, but obviously he's become a great actor over the years. The interesting thing here, Kelly, is you look at this young woman, and she's basically a clone of her mother, who is a French model, Vanessa Paradis, except for her eyes.
Look
in her eyes, it's totally Johnny Depp.
Wow.
I mean, it is totally Johnny Depp. And so you know, it's not to the point where it's distracting. It's just that you can definitely tell how she's, you know, she has the same characteristics as her parents.
Yeah.
But, you know, acting-wise, yeah, I mean, I think she's got a good presence. You know, it would have been terrible seeing her recite lines like this. But, look, I mean, yes, part of it's her genes. Part of it is growing up in that atmosphere. You know, some people really do glom on to whatever, you know, genetic trait they have, you know, disposition to be, you know, in this case, you know, great actor. And I, you know, again, I'm not going to say that she's as great as her father yet. That's going to take time, but
she's certainly
not a distraction. She just fits right in. She's good.
That's cool. Okay. I mean, I'm excited to see her. I guess I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I suppose this kid would have grown up by now. So I just want to see it because of her. Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow is just the great. I mean, that's like his greatest role ever. He's just the perfect pirate, and that's how I kind of see him. You know, that's his role for me. I don't remember. I mean, I do see other things, but that's how I think of him, as Pirate Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Okay, we only got a couple minutes.
Also, you have Every Breath You Take is also at Parkwood.
Yes, they're both playing. We've got Voyagers. We've got Every Breath You Take. We've got the Fellowship of the Ring cast reunion, Extraterrestrial, yeah. E.T. the Extraterrestrial. I mean, there's a lot of things playing, so people have lots of choices. But it's always fun to get the new ones in theater while they're happening.
Yeah, this one's a psychological thriller. I mean, Casey was in a movie called Manchester by the Sea, a family drama, which was a devastating film to watch. This one is the same at the beginning. I mean, he and his family are suffering from a family tragedy. His wife is played by Michelle Monaghan, and he has an adult daughter as well, I should say a teen daughter. Mm-hmm. And one of his patients takes her own life, which is really tough on him, you know, as a psychiatrist. But the surviving brother, played by Sam Claflin, comes into their lives. He infiltrates their lives. He takes advantage of their vulnerability, and it's all part of this plan he has because of what happened to his sister. So it's a really good psychological thriller. It, you know, keeps you guessing. I think some people guess what the ending may be, you know, mm-hmm. before others. But, you know, yeah, I mean, when you got great actors like Casey Affleck and Michelle Monaghan, you know, she's was Tom Cruise's wife in the Mission Impossible movies, and, you know, she's been around a long time. I love her. You know, it, and Sam Claflin is good, too. I mean, it's a really good cast.
Good. All right, well, we got lots of choices, and we can watch at home or we can go to the movie theater. I just noticed, though, that it says breaking news, the 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub is now valid through all of 2021, and you can't get that at home.
Exactly, you can't. That's a great reason right there,
right?
To go and take advantage of that. Yeah,
all right. Tim, where can people learn more about you?
DirectConversations.com is my website. Interviews with Michelle Monaghan and Sam Claflin for Every Breath You Take, and on Twitter at Tim Lammersfeld.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for being here. Have a great weekend. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.